let George Kittle back out there. How's he come along, Kyle?
Yeah, he's come along well. He was just out there. I think he just did individual and stuff. There's no contact or anything, so he was out there. I think he just wanted to put some pads on, catch some balls.
He like test his range of motion by just like work on the jugging machine with him?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I know. I think Imbo wanted to, and they cleared him enough that he could do that.
No Foster, no Joe Williams for this upcoming game.
We haven't ruled either one of them out for sure. You know, Rube's still in the protocol. I think if he is out of it tomorrow, then he can go. And Joe didn't practice today. We'll see how he is tomorrow.
You guys experimented a bit with Tyvus Powell at strong safety. How did that go in that game with him?
I thought he did a good job. You know, it was, you know, he hadn't been at it for too long, so there was a lot on his plate, just X's and O's wise. But he showed it wasn't too big for him. Did a good job, and he should get some more reps in this game also.
Where do things stand at right guard with the way Josh has played the last 2 weeks?
I mean, Josh definitely helped himself out last week, and you know, I'm glad we got another game to watch it. So we had a good practice today where we'll still get evaluated when we get in there, and look forward to watching him on Thursday.
As of right now, is Mike Person your starting right guard?
Yeah, I would say it's his job to lose right now, or however you want to say it. You know, Josh could beat him out, but you know, Person's been the most consistent since day one, and he's had a real good camp, and we'll see what happens these last few days.
Where do things stand at strong safety? I mean, what would happen if Tarp had to leave a game at this point?
I think that's what we're trying to find out. You know, we have Marcel Harris, who we drafted, who we feel very confident he's going to be a good player here. But, you know, he had a setback with his hamstring earlier on, so we're going to have to factor that in, how long it's going to take him to recover, and when he does, when he'll be ready, since he didn't get to practice much because of that. And then that's why we're trying other things there too, move Powell to that position. I mean, all the guys in our roster right now do have a chance. We'll see how it plays out here the next few days, and we'll stack them up against anyone else who's available also.
Is CJ going to start?
Yeah, CJ will start.
Did you see enough from Marcel in that small window when he was practicing to, you know, make any big judgments about him, whether he can play it?
Not really. I mean, we saw enough to feel very excited, and you know, you study guys hard in college and stuff in a draft, and but you never know exactly until you get him out on the field. And it took him a while coming off his Achilles, and you know, I think we waited a week into camp, maybe two. And when he came out, it takes him. They're always like Bambi out there, just getting used to running again when they've taken a year off. But each day he got better. We were getting really excited about him. Then he got that hamstring, so it's an unfortunate setback. But we'll see how long it's going to be, and we'll see how this factors out, because that will be a tough decision.
With right guard and other positions that are still up in the air, will you have those guys play in this game, Person and Garnett?
Yeah, but I haven't decided yet on Person. We'll see how this plays out. I know Garnett for sure will. You know, there's a lot of positions up for air. And it's not just, like I say, a lot. It's not all, you know, when it's a starter sometimes, but there's a lot of guys competing against each other at different positions for special team spots. It's not just who's the number one, who's the two. It's who's going to be up on game day and just how to piece this puzzle together the best we can.
What do you like about Gardner? What do you like about him to bring him back?
He did a good job in our rookie trial camp. You know, he was a guy who picked the stuff up in the weekend he was here. We liked him as a person. We always liked his college tape, and he ran well while he was here. And you know, we're down with some guys, and we want to make sure we got another guy in here. And he's a guy we'd had on our short list since he was here in the trial camp.
In terms of the punters, with Jeff being left-footed, what kind of advantage does that give you that maybe other teams might not be?
I think so. They say, I haven't done it too much, but you know, it's a big deal. When you catch punts all week from a right-handed guy, and then you have to catch a left-handed one in the game. So it's just good. I think it helps returners. You know, it helps them get a look and get more prepared for the game on Sunday.
Jack Hennigan get into the game?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, he's deserved it. He's earned it. And, I expect to get him in.
Kind of a bigger picture standpoint, between the way you guys ended last season, some of the moves you made, and some, you know, in the off season, there's a lot of excitement around here about kind of where things are headed. Is there any? Do you have to kind of try to make sure you keep things in perspective with your squad in terms of, you know, knowing that you haven't necessarily done anything yet? Balance on the excitement and the realism of what you got to do.
I mean, when you hear it from outside a lot, that's always a concern of yours and of mine. But you know, I haven't had to with our players. You know, I think they've been very realistic. They know how last year went. They know what we've done in the off season, and they know how tough this year is going to be. So, and it hasn't been something I've been worried about our team at all. You know, we know this year is going to be tough. It's going to be a challenge, and we're going to have to play a heck of a lot better than we did last year to get more than 6 wins.
Since there's literally going to be thousands or over 1,000 players cut here in a few days, does releasing a guy like Chancellor a few days early, does that maybe give him a better chance to?
That's what we thought and we hoped. You know, there's, you know, it doesn't work out that way for all situations, but, you know, Chancellor's been great for us here, and he's been a guy we really like. He was close last year and had a bad injury, and things just didn't go as well so far, and we kind of, that was a simpler one for us that we knew where we were going to go, and we had given him a lot of reps in those first two games. So, you know, when you know you're going to make the decision, you know who you're dealing with, we just thought we'd give him a chance to go on.
What would you make of the pass rush on Saturday? And I know the sack was kind of a result of a game on that left side. Is that sort of, did that embody what you're sort of looking for from that unit in terms of executing something and playing together?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're going to have to. And, watching that whole game, I was pleased with our rush. You know, I thought we affected the quarterback and stuff. Obviously, you'd love more sacks than one, but you know, I thought we pushed that pocket well. I thought we had the opportunity to get more than one. We just didn't come through with it. You know, I know Luck did a real good job getting away on one in particular, where I think it was 3rd and 13, where he scrambled for a first. And I thought collectively that was one of our best rushes of the game too. But you know, if we rush like that every week and you get pressure on the quarterback like we did, I'll be happy.
Having to cut down to 53 from 90 as opposed to years past, how do you just compare your first year being in this position heading into having to cut guys and this year when it might be a little bit narrower?
Yeah, it's a lot harder this year. You know, it's, you know, for the whole 90, you know, there's not, usually you get to this time as a coach and, you know, there's a number of people at each position you've been waiting to move on from because it's, the writing's been on the wall for a while. But it's not like that here. You know, we're going to cut a lot of guys to me who are NFL players, as, you know, and that's to me, you know, that's what I said when I got here. I hope that we are cutting NFL players, which means they go on to play other places. You never want to lose a guy who's going to go help someone else out. But when you have someone better than that guy, then that's a good problem to have. So we're in that situation a lot more this year than we were last year. And I know there's not many guys that I don't want to have on our practice squad. And we're going to cut a number of people, whether it's 37 of them. And, you know, we're only allowed 10 guys on practice squad. And I promise you there's a lot more than 10 that we want.
What impressed you most about Alfred Morris on Saturday? Obviously, he didn't seem to show a whole lot of rust first game back.
It was just good to see him do it live. You know, you believed he could do it. You know, I thought we blocked very well, so we gave him an opportunity to do it. And then, you know, I didn't think he missed any. You always want to, you know, sometimes there's some great runs and you expect them to get that. So those are the ones that, you know, aren't always as impressive as you would think. But I thought each run that he had in the game, you know, he got more than we blocked for. And, you know, the big ones were, you know, anyone would like to run through those. But, you know, he had a couple of 3rd and 1s where I thought we missed a guy in the backfield and he got hit behind the line of scrimmage but still was able to get us a yard. And those are the ones that allow you to stay on the field and keep running plays.
Will you see him Thursday night? Do you need to see him again?
I don't think we don't need to see much of him. I think we have an idea of what he can do. But, you know, also going into this game, you need guys up too. So, I mean, I don't know how many guys are going to go. I don't know how long Alf will go. I'd like to get some other guys some opportunities to evaluate them too. I saw enough of Alf, I think, at Indy. But we haven't decided if he'll dress or not. I would expect him to right now.
With Eric and Saltman both missing time, are you comfortable with what you've seen from them, or do you think they might get a little bit of run on Thursday?
That hasn't been decided either. You know, I'm going to communicate with them on that also. They're guys who, you know, anytime you don't get much time, you know, guys like Sherm also, things like that, you want to be healthy and ready for week one, but you also don't want to risk anything. So a lot of it goes into that. They're all guys that I do trust that I know we're going to count on in week one, but there's a fine line with it. You know, I wouldn't say all of them are for sure ruled out. Some of them we'll try to decide up to that game, but if any of them do play, it won't be very long.
You've kind of mentioned in the past being impressed with Sherman's competitiveness, his personality, things like that. Having been around him for a little while longer, I know everyone here is competitive. Is he on a different level even than other guys you've been around?
Yeah, I believe so. That was one of the first things Dan Quinn told me about him. You know, he was one of the most competitive people he's ever been around. You know, and that's, you know, I think being a coach, you're around a lot of competitive people. But, you know, so he doesn't just say that to say it. And he's been exactly that as advertised so far. And he's been great. He's been the same person each day. And when people are like that, you can really figure out who they are and get to know them and know what to expect. And that's all we ask for.
Did he recover fine after that big workload Saturday?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I'm just talking to him and stuff. You know, actually asking him today how he felt after it, and I think he was expecting to be sore and stuff from it, the most workload he's had, but I think he felt better than you expected, so it was good news.
All right.